After the assassination of Charlie Kirk, there seems to be one refrain from everybody, and that's about the effect of social media. Do you believe that social media is one of the instruments radicalizing America and inciting violence?
Well, it's not. My belief is based on the data, and the data shows that social media is wildly out of control when it comes to radicalizing.
You're dead right. So what did you just say? This guy's the FBI director. He says that social media is wildly out of control. Now, free speech, we all agree with that, but you can't yell fire in the theater, right?
Yes, sir.
Free speech doesn't allow you to go online and groom a child for sexual...
No, it does not.
Okay. Free speech doesn't allow you to go on the internet and basically incite somebody to kill another person, right?
Absolutely not.
So if it's illegal offline, it should be illegal online, agreed? Whatever the law is.
Yes, sir.
Just because you're online doesn't give you a get-out-of-jail-free card.
No, sir.
So if a parent is worried about a child being bullied on a website, what rights do they have under U.S. law?
We have to balance the rights, as you said, Senator, of free speech versus those that encroach upon
the violence. Is there any law that can shut down one of these sites for bullying children or allowing sexual predators on the site?
We are able to attack certain sites on the dark web. When it comes to the open internet infrastructure system, we have to reach a threshold to attack a company's position that only subscribes to violence.
Can the parents sue that company?
They can.
They can?
They can sue not the social media companies.
That's what I'm talking about.
They can sue the companies.
No, I'm talking about the social media company that gives life to this behavior.
No, you're referring to Section 230, sir.
Yeah. Would you advocate a sunsetting of Section 230 to bring more liability to the companies who send this stuff out?
I've advocated that for years.